I am Warner Jones, and at this time we'll be discussing the subject, Jesus as an example to all. Jesus said, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me. He hath given me commandment what to say and what to speak. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. This commandment was at first given to Jesus' disciples. They in turn gave the directive to those who later became Christians. Paul, writing to Timothy, said, And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same teach thou to faithful men, that they will be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Paul was so emphatic about teaching the pure gospel of Christ that he cautioned the church in Galatia, saying, Even though we, that is the apostles, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel other than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1 and verse 8. Through the ages, some people have taken it upon themselves, for one reason or another, to rewrite God's Word. And recent attempts include a non-gender-biased version of the Bible, a condensed version of the Bible, a so-called modern English that is nothing more than a paraphrase of the Bible, and there's even the elimination of major sections that are reportedly uninspired, including many of Jesus' sayings. This reminds me of a person who was told of an important teaching by Christ and was shown the passage in the Bible. He immediately ripped out the page and said, Now, it's no longer there. Our self-help culture insists on going it alone. And a certain child once put it, do it myself. The same passage may, by some way, be directed toward God. And I don't want to be told what to do. You know, that's the attitude that many people have today. And throughout the years, the gospel of Christ has not changed. God is still seeking and saving the lost. People may have distorted it. Some have added to it. Some have taken away from it. And some have altered it or wandered away from it. But the pure gospel remains constant, waiting to be discovered by any seeker who will listen and obey its message, and preached by any who would be true to the standard that God has set in His Word. In the constant attitude of our Lord, we have an example of how we should revere and obey God. Throughout His early ministry, He made such statements as these. The Son can do nothing of Himself but what He sees the Father do, for whatever He does, the Son also does it in like manner. In John 5 and verse 19, For I have come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him who sent me. John 6 verse 38. Then He said, My doctrine is not mine, but it is His who sent me. John 7 and verse 18. And again, And He who sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him. John 8 and verse 29. Jesus is our only Lord and Savior, and He is our example. And we need to listen to Him and to obey what He has taught us to do. Thank you for listening today.